From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. This week, we're exploring the numbers behind the big stories of 2013. And today, the number we're focusing on is 58. That's the percentage of Americans who now support the legalization of marijuana. The number comes from Gallup, though other polls also show a new majority in favor of legal pot. It all suggests a big cultural shift on the issue, but is it permanent? NPR's Martin Costi goes behind the number.
Get the next in line here.
A couple of weeks ago, hundreds of people lined up in the cold for a party near the Space Needle in Seattle. The occasion was the first anniversary of the legalization of recreational marijuana in Washington State.
Happy Cannabis Day. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. Happy anniversary.
Chris Vinceau ushered partiers toward a big white tent. The law still bans smoking pot in view of the general public, so the tent was a kind of beer garden, only full of pot smoke. Vinceau couldn't get over the fact that the city actually issued a permit for this.
Oh, man, it's like events like this can happen legally now. Like, there's freedom.
Marijuana is now normal. It's normal in Colorado and Washington, and I think it'll soon be normal in most other states.
That's Keith Stropp. He likes that word, normal. He's a founder of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. It started pushing for legalization back in 1970.
And at the time, only 12% of the American public supported it. So we knew it was a formidable task at the time. We didn't know it was going to take 43 years or whatever it's been since then.
The challenge, of course, has been winning over the majority of people who don't use marijuana and don't plan to. Stropp thinks that was accomplished in part by the medical marijuana movement. It rebranded pot. It moved it off the street corner and into benign-looking dispensaries with green crosses in the windows. Eventually, pot even became a topic for foodies.
I'm Ross Reynolds. Welcome to Cooking with Marijuana.
Soon after legalization, Seattle public radio station KUOW was interviewing chefs.
Does it replace something else? What does it bring to a dish just as far as a cook goes?
Well, it is a great flavor into marijuana. You know, the essences of citrus, of grapefruit.
But this mainstreaming of marijuana hasn't been all sweetness and light. The rise of marijuana edibles, for instance, has caused some accidents.
Cookies were probably the biggest thing. There was a cake. There was a candy.
That's George Sam Wong. He's a pediatrician in the Denver area. After medical marijuana took off in Colorado, he documented a jump in the number of children coming to the ER after eating pot-laced food.
These products that these kids are getting into that you can buy in the medical marijuana community right now, I mean, they're not meant for one serving, and they say it all over the package, but, you know, they're pretty small. They look like a normal candy bar, and a child gets into it, they're going to eat the whole thing.
So here's a good example of where cultural norms maybe haven't caught up with the new reality. A lot of people no longer feel the need to hide their pot now, but should they really be keeping it out in the open? Should it be acceptable to bake marijuana into perfect replicas of goldfish crackers? Dr. Wong suggests child-resistant packaging as one way to coexist with legal pot. But there's still plenty of people who are in no mood to start making accommodations for the new culture.
Marijuana is illegal anywhere in the United States of America. And until our Congress changes that, it will continue to be illegal.
That's from a debate just last week in Pierce County, here in supposedly pot-friendly Washington State. The county council voted to bar state-licensed pot stores from the rural parts of the county. Councilmember Jim McCune lamented the legitimization of marijuana.
I grew up in that culture, and it's a terrible culture to be in. If you grew up like I did, you wouldn't want it in your house or around your yard or in the society.
Which brings us back to Keith Stropp, founder of NORML. He's well aware of these opinions, and he worries about a backlash. One reason he's worried is the new fad for marijuana concentrates. These are the oils and syrups that are dozens of times stronger than any bud. They're being legalized now alongside the more traditional marijuana, and he sees a risk there.
Let's give it a few years and see how we feel about those concentrates. I would personally have no need for them, and I suspect most other marijuana smokers wouldn't either.
It wouldn't be the first time he's seen a backlash. In the 70s, things were looking good, too. A number of states decriminalized pot. Then?
The last of the 11 states to decriminalize marijuana was Nebraska in 1978. We did not win another single statewide victory in this country until 1996, 18 years later.
The lesson? public opinion can turn on you, as it did during the Reagan years. Strop believes the cultural shift is more lasting this time, but if legalization isn't handled responsibly, he says a backlash is still possible. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.